This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Two men snowmobiling near Corona Pass in Grand County were killed after being caught in an avalanche. The first victim was found Saturday and the second on Sunday. Both were men in their 50s from northern Colorado. Their full identities have not yet been released. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center reports considerable avalanche risk in the area the two were recreating in. Republicans are in the minority at the Colorado State House, but their leaders are pledging to work with Democrats and to make their opposition heard when they can. CPR's Benta Berkland has more from the first day of the new session.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Paul Lundeen said he's been asked whether his caucus of just 12 senators can really make a difference this session.
The saying in this body is that the minority gets its say and the majority gets their way. But we are intent to do more than just talk. I assure you, we probably will do plenty of talking. But we insist to be full participants in the legislative process in this chamber.
Lundeen and the Senate president have a good working relationship, and both said they oppose partisan infighting and trying to score cheap political points. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Agilent is expanding in Colorado. The life sciences company plans to spend more than $700 million to double its manufacturing capacity in Frederick. The project is expected to create about 160 jobs. The company currently employs 700 people in Colorado. You're listening to CPR News.